Studios today at Quail Creek Golf Club in beautiful Fairhope, Alabama. Hello again, friends, and welcome to a Mother's Day edition of Southern Fairway Sports Radio, presented by McCall Automotive. And you can check them out online at McCallAutomotive.com. Got a little reverb coming back, Charlie, so we'll see if you can fix that for us. But we are glad to be here at Quail Creek, and we've got one of our buddies here with us. He's the director of golf here at Quail Creek and a teaching professional, PGA teaching professional, Bobby Hall. Bobby, how you doing, my man?
Man, doing great. The weather's beautiful out here. It was a little cool this morning and brisk, and now it's starting to warm up. But we're into golf season. The Masters is over and completed, and we had a nice time watching the CJ Cup last week. But golf is in full swing. Weather's great. Get out and take advantage of it. And here at Quail Creek, we have a lot of going on. We have just finished our new cart paths all the way around the golf course. We have a new golf cart fleet with Yamaha. And working on the greens, drainage projects going on the backside. And so we need folks to be a little patient with that. But the grass is starting to jump out here, and things are improving steadily week by week. So we have a busy May coming up and June, and then we get into the hot summer. But get this grass growing out here is really turning around. Had 72 in our bullpen this morning. Good. Great show out. They started off at 8 o'clock this morning. We already had two eagles today. Dan Oberst had an eagle on 3, and Lorenzo's Howard eagled 17. So there's birdies and eagles to be made out here at Quail Creek.
Then you need to get out here and play. There's no doubt about it. Hey, a lot going on in the world of golf. We're going to talk a lot of golf. We've got football to talk about, and we're going to kick it off. Let me go ahead and set the table for you. Coming up in our next segment, we're going to be talking with Ray Schuessler. Ray's the director of instruction at the Country Club of Mobile, and he's also the swing coach for PGA Tour champion Joe Durant. So Ray is in Birmingham right now for the Regents Tradition at Shoal Creek, and it is the first major on the PGA Tour champion. So he'll give us an update. Should be a lot of fun having Ray on. One of the very best short game players in the area, if not the state, Bobby. As you know, he can wear you out in that short game.
He sure can. Ray's an excellent teacher, great player, and just a true gentleman for the game of golf. If you're in his area, look up Ray. You'll learn a lot from him, and he's very polished and very educational, all that Ray brings to the table. So go see him.
No doubt. At the bottom of the hour, Mitch McConnell will be on with us. We'll talk SEC and Alabama football. We'll talk some golf, automobiles, and more at the bottom of the hour with Mitch. Always very, very interesting when Mitch is on with us. I'll tell you, he doesn't have a lack for words, Bobby.
I understand he's very good friends with Miss Terry. So I hope we still get some of the inside information with DeBoer if he can snuggle up to him. But always a pleasure having Mitch on.
I'm sure he is, and we can. So it'll be fun to have him on at the bottom of the hour. And then Jay Stubbs, the tournament director for the Jimmy Green Tour, he's going to round out the hour for us. He'll get us caught up on the state high school golf. That's wrapping up. That'll wrap up, I guess, in the next week or so. Have you got any events out here in high school golf?
No, but I don't have anything. All the sectionals are going on, and they're getting ready to go to state. So most of the matches in the area have ended for the year. But I would like to announce a little twist in junior golf. We're going to possibly be bringing a first tee program here to Quail Creek with First Tee Gulf Coast. They're stationed out of their headquarters for this area is in Pensacola. And we had a nice meeting the other day. Had met with Dustin Smith, Paul Smith's son, and the folks, Marty from over at First Tee.
Marty Stanowicz?
Yes. I believe it's Donna or Sharon that was with him. But we look forward to bringing First Tee. I like the fact that not only teaching and fundamentals come with it in introducing the game of golf to children, but the knowledge that they get and the skill set that they get for being good citizens, taking care of the golf course, and it's just a little more than just playing golf and learning the fundamentals. It's about bringing good-spirited kids into the program, and so I'm looking forward to possibly bringing that. I'll need to meet with some of the city officials here, but looks like we could bring that program here to Quail Creek.
That is very exciting for you. It's got to be, I know. That's a great cause. It gets juniors, and listen, you've been in golf for centuries.
Yes, I have.
You've been in for a long time, Bobby. And one of the things, in order to grow golf, you got to get the juniors involved in it. And that's the way to do it.
I worked at Azalea City for a short stint many years ago, and the great Joe Barbato always told me, he said, if you have a good junior program, you'll always be teaching, and you'll always make friends, and you're going to influence a lot of kids. So make sure you're doing your part in junior golf. And I've tried to carry on what those great wisdom words that Joe Barbato gave me, and Woody Woodall and Clay Koshel and all the guys that helped me with my golf game years ago. I'll never forget Jimmy Green and all the wonderful pros we had in the area, and they meant a lot to me, and I'm trying to carry that heritage forward.
Well, yeah, Bobby, real quick, let me just get everybody caught up on the leaderboards. I said the Regents Tradition was at Shoal Creek. I don't know why I said that. Got through playing Shoal Creek not too long ago. It was actually at Greystone. And right now, Steve Stricker's leading the way at 12-under. The Big Easy, Ernie Els at 11-under. Steve Flesh at 10-under. We're keeping our eye out on two of our buddies, Stuart Sink right now. He's a T9 at 6-under. And as I mentioned, Joe Durant is a T34 at 2-under. The ladies, they're playing in New Jersey. Madeline Sackstrom right now, along with Rose Zhang, have a four-shot lead at 13-under. Nelly Korda right now, she's four back at 9-under. You got to congratulate her. Five straight. I mean, Nancy Lopez did that. Annika Sjöstrand did that. Mm-hmm. That's not a feat that you can do too often. Obviously, on the PGA Tour, to do what Byron Nelson did 11-under, I don't think that'll ever be caught.
I don't think so either. Not with all the talent that's out there now. When I teach a lot, Randy, I use a lot of photographs of previous players. I like to use Ben Hogan and many of the other players, even some pictures of Payne Stewart. But Nelly Korda is in my book. I mean, how she swings and how she develops her swing, she's just makes a marvelous move at the ball. So, young ladies out there, try to copy what you see that they're doing. She just really works hard at it. And Rose Kang, look at her swing. Boy, it is excellent. So watch those girls on the LPGA. They're so smooth.
Well, I know you've had a lot of interactions with Nelly down in Orlando for the LPGA, the first LPGA event of the season. And I can remember a couple years ago, you got called over. And you couldn't take her in the cart, but I did. But you did take her in the cart. So I think the statute of limitations has passed, so we're okay with it.
We're okay with it.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, as we know, the Wells Fargo is going on right now, leading the way. Mr. X, Xander Schauffele, has a four-stroke lead at 11-under. Rory McIlroy at 7-under. Jason Day, who's playing extremely well also, heard an interview with him yesterday. He's working on some things. Seems like he's going to get back in. I really like Jason Day. I like the outfits he's wearing as well, but he's at 7-under as well. The alternative event is at Myrtle Beach Classic. This is the inaugural event there. Leading the way is Chris Cotterup, he's at 12-under. Robert McIntyre at 11-under. Got to say congratulations. Robbie Shelton right now playing extremely well. He's at 6-under, so he's only six back. Let's see if he can have a good round. Talked with his uncle Sandy the other day, and always keep an eye on him. And I want to see him break out.
Oh, we all do. Yeah, and I'd like to see Davis Riley from Hattiesburg. I don't know the Riley family, but anybody that's local, Joe Durant and all the others that have come out of here, we're always pulling for them. You know, and back to Ray Schuessler teaching a lot of these juniors and high school scores that have come out. The young man over there that set the course record over at Glen Lakes the other day, and Ray's done a wonderful job coaching a lot of these high school kids and
Francis Brown, who's going to Auburn.
Yeah.
From UMS.
So, you know, when you relate back to junior golf and Robbie and all they got from Jimmy Green Tour and then to the big events in AJGA and then going on to college, this is a great ground area for kids from Pensacola to Mobile. All the golf professionals down here give back to the game. So we're very blessed to have such a great, great junior program. So thanks to all the parents out there for getting your kids to the matches. I know sometimes it's a hassle, and kids, you need to thank mom and dad and grandparents that come out and support you and get you to the matches. They're the ones that are helping you get along in life. So make sure you thank them.
Bobby, one of the things I do want to mention before we take our first time out, the Alabama-Mississippi District Championship, which is part of the Optimist Club, they're going to have their qualifying event will happen on June the 10th at Glen Lakes Golf Club in Foley. Our good friend David Musial, you mentioned him just a few moments ago. Now, this is really neat because one winner will have an opportunity to go play at Doral in the Optimist event down there, an international Optimist event. One of the past winners, we mentioned it, Tiger Woods. Okay,
correct.
So if you want more information, you can contact David Musial at 251-955-1220. Hit extension 4, and he can get you registered. Or you can go online to amoptimist.org/golf. Do check it out. It is a fun deal for the juniors And if your junior happens to win, hey, you're taking a trip down to Miami to play at Doral.
Yeah, that's pretty strong, pretty sweet. Optimist tournament's been around a long time. I remember when I was a junior up in Hattiesburg, Optimist was really behind junior golf back then, and they had this tournament going on for many, many, many years. So take advantage of it.
There's no doubt. Hey, we want to thank some of our great sponsors, McConnell Automotive, Strixon Golf, Boudreaux's Cajun Grill, Glen Lakes Golf Club in Foley, Ben Murphy Roofing, Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai, Kraft Farms Golf Course, and also to Peninsula, Lisa Johnson Realtor, Fairhope Golf Works, Boom's Thai Kitchen, and the PSR Radio Network. When we come back, we visit with Ray Schuessler right here on Southern Fairways Golf Radio. Boys, y'all get out of my way. What y'all doing, Dirt?
ZX Mark II drivers are for major players, major winners, major power. All new ZX Mark II drivers, only from Srixon.
Hey, just a reminder for you, if you're going to be in the Spanish Fort area, whether you're coming from Mobile, Pensacola, Gulf Shores, Central Alabama, be sure and stop by the Fort. It's right across from the Bass Pro Shop in Spanish Fort. Come to Boom's Thai Kitchen. How about some crunchy chicken, sweet and sour chicken, pad thai, lo mein noodles? You like shrimp? We got it for you. Thai curry. Be sure to add the pineapple in there. It is my favorite. You have to order the world-renowned Boom Rolls. Oh, my goodness. Come by, see us at Boom's Thai Kitchen at the Fort in Spanish Fort. Do it today. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Southern Fairway Sports Radio. I'm Randy Bergen, and it is now time to introduce the Director of Instruction at the Country Club of Mobile, and the swing coach for PGA Tour Champions, five-time winner, Joe Durant. Put your hands together and welcome Ray Schuessler.
What'd you think, Bobby?
I thought that was pretty good, Ray. Oh, Ray, you moving up the charts, baby.
I mean, he got his own special little intro right there.
Dude, welcome to the show, Ray.
What was that?
Well, we understand you made a trip to Fairhope last night. How was it?
It was wonderful. What a great band. We had a great time.
Yeah, that was very special for Fairhope to host that, so I'm glad you made it over.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Ray, hey, thank you.
No, I wasn't able to go. Ray, unfortunately, I have a job and I have to work. I didn't get out of here until 7:30 last night working.
I worked yesterday. Evening extravaganza.
Well, your priorities are in the right place. Mine weren't, but I'm sorry I missed it, but I know it would have been a good time.
Yeah. Well, good stuff. I know you had a good time. Doing good, Ray. Thank you for taking time to be with us today. I know you're up in Birmingham. You're following Joe Durant right now. Talk a little bit about how Joe is playing. I think we just gave his score a few moments ago. I think he was 2 under. But talk about what you're working on with Ray. And last week he had a great opportunity. It was a shortened tournament to, 36 holes. So he lost that by a shot, but came in second there. Talk a little bit about what y'all are working on right now.
Well, frankly, you know, he's been playing pretty good since last summer. He got, you know, got things kind of under control, and we really haven't had to do much lately, to be honest with you. You know, if it's not broke, don't fix it. You know, that's kind of how we do it. And I just chatted with him. He might come in this week. They got a week off. He's on the putt green. We chatted briefly, and but he's playing good. He feels good. You know, won earlier a few weeks ago, and T2nd last week. So he might just come in for a little quick tune up, but other than that, it's just, you know, we work, you know, pretty frequently, you know, for a while, and now it's pretty tight. And, you know, if his putter's good, he's good, you know. And he got going yesterday, you know, on the front nine. He was 5 under. He got to 6 under yesterday for the tournament. He didn't have a good start to the tournament. But, you know, he's in a, you know, good weekend. He'll have a good tournament. So hopefully get off to a good start today. I'm looking forward to watching him.
We're visiting with Ray Schuessler, Director of Instruction at the Country Club of Mobile and the swing coach for Joe Durant. You know, one of the things, obviously, this is the first major of the season for the PGA Tour champions. Ray, talk a little bit about the mental side of it, because as you and I had talked the other day, you know, we all kind of know how to play golf. We all can go out and have some great days, and we can have some real sucky days, okay? Talk about when you're at that level where Joe is, how mentally they get prepared for a major like this, especially the first one.
Yeah, it's just staying in your – and, you know, you hear this over and over and again, you know, staying in your routine, staying in your process, just stick to it. You know, they've had, you know, a lot of rain last week. And you saw, you know, 36 holes on Saturday, and then yesterday he had to play 27. So, you know, he's just turned 60, so a little tired. He's looking forward to this week off, but, you know, we've worked on routine. You know, he's played out here forever. You know, he knows what to do. He's just – you know, trying to stick to what, you know, brings him success. And that's what, you know, I talk to all my competitive golfers about it, is just listen, let's find something that is fluid from the time you decide the shot to the time you go to your follow through. Let's find a nice fluid routine that works for you. You know, some people like to play a little faster, some people medium, some people a little slower. It needs to fit, you know, kind of your personality. And that's how we go about it.
Ray, hey, Bobby Hall here. You're talking about his putting is very good and is pretty solid. Is there anything y'all worked on in the past in his putting? I know that you've been a big advocate for learning the correct way to putt and how to line up your putts
and aim greens. Point.
Yeah, aim point. So is he influenced by aim point, or does he have a routine in putting?
Joe, that's his own? You know, we talked about, he reads greens pretty well. I mean, he, you know, some people can just see the slope, and he does not use aim point, because we went through it, but I mean, every time I did aim point and he read it, he was right on it. So, you know, and you know, everybody's different, but he does not, he looked at it, he was interested in it, but he does not use it, which is fine. And I don't press aim point on anybody if they can read greens well. An aim point is kind of a backup to your eyes to a certain extent, but you know it works. You see all the guys on tour using it. It's math. You know, it's feeling the tilt and with your feet other than looking at it with your eyes and then applying the value when you see them put up their arms and the number of fingers and the arm bend, and that's how you apply it. But it's great for those that struggle to read greens.
You know, I'll tell you, somebody pops right to my mind.
There's a speed applied to it, too. So there's an exact speed you hit the putt, and that's why I like it a lot, is because you know each time why you know, if you made it or you did not make it. When you don't make it, you say, okay, I understand why I didn't make it, instead of wondering, you know. So, you know, it's read, start line, and pace. Those are the three variables to putting.
One of the guys that pops right to my mind is Adam Scott. You see him all the time reading it. And I think he's done pretty well with aim point since he's been using it. Yeah. It has kind of changed his game a little bit. But you know, hey, if like you said with Joe, Joe's already reading greens pretty well, then he doesn't have to put that into effect. So,
right. What we work on with him is posture and just making sure, you know, he's aiming the putter where he hopes to be and getting the ball started online. And that's, you know, what, when we do putting, that's what we focus on. You know, posture.
That's a great point.
Poor posture.
When you say that's right. I was just going to reiterate that. When you get into good posture, it makes a better swing. Also in your putting, your posture and how your eyes get over the golf ball. Posture is real, real, real important. Randy always leads me into a tip, Ray.
Or your ball position gets a little off, and then all of a sudden, you know, you start blaming your stroke, but it's really just setup stuff. And it's kind of the same, Bobby, you've been doing this a long time, it's kind of the same with the golf swing. You know, first thing you go to is setup. You know, are you standing to the ball properly? Are you aiming? Is your grip good? All those little areas have a huge influence on your motion.
Good fundamentals.
And Bobby, this would be a great time for a Strixon Tip of the Week.
Well, I was just going to say, Randy always asked me for a tip during the week, and I had already decided I was going to talk about posture. I had a student the other day, and they kind of had that S-curve in their back, and their hips were up under their shoulders, and we got him in a good posture position, and it allowed room to get his arms down through the swing. So, and he immediately started striking it much better just through changing his posture. So get with your local teacher, PGA Pro, get another set of eyes on him. Work on your posture. Learn how to get in that stance. And Ray and I will both agree on this. When you take a lesson, it's going to feel a little bit funny. You're going to say, well, that doesn't feel right. Well, no, it's not going to feel right because you've been doing it wrong for a long time. So when we get you into the right place, you got to work through it. And sometimes you just have to give up that bad feeling, don't you, Ray, to
improve your motor skills. Yeah, I had a guy out yesterday. And, you know, I've been trying to influence him, you know, to tweak his grip. And he just says, you know, when I do that, I can't stand it. I said, well, you know, and you don't want to be a smart aleck, but you say, would you rather hit better golf shots, or would you just rather have a, you know, grip that you can't stand? You got to make a decision.
Yeah, that's right. And you have to go with it. Sometimes you have to just knuckle down and tell them and hit them over the head with the iron skillet and say, hey, this is going to improve your game. I encourage you to stick with it.
We're visiting with Ray Schuster, Director of Instruction at the Country Club of Mobile, and the swing coach for Joe Durant. We've only got about 45 seconds left here. Real quick, Ray, I wanted to ask you, first off, how's Frances doing, and when does she leave to go to Auburn?
They left today. They're leaving today at noon. All the high school players probably traveling up today, so they get up there and play. You know, they're playing up at the Shoals on the RTJ Trail and on the Tennessee River. I've never played that course, but it's got to be beautiful up there. It's a beautiful setting right across
absolutely.
From the Turtle Point golf course up there that's been been there forever. And so they're all looking forward to that. But I would assume all the local high school players are heading up today, and that's what Frances and her teammates are doing. And the UMS boys are going up there too. So got a great contingent from, you know, Baldwin County and Mobile County going up there. And so it'll be exciting for the high school kids starting Monday and Tuesday.
Ray, real quick, before we let you go, folks want to get a lesson. Now, you're open for lessons there at the Country Club Mobile, correct?
Yes, please. Just reach out to me. You can go to website. You can text me at 251-978-1625, and be happy to help you. Just holler at me, and we'll get something started.
Well, there you go. Ray, thank you for taking time to be with us. We know that you're up in Birmingham right now at the Regents Tradition, obviously following Joe, and we wish Joe very much success. He tees off at about 11:09 this morning, 75-67. Let's see if he can get a 62 in there today and take the lead. How about that? Would that work out okay for you?
Be wonderful. Appreciate y'all having me on. Y'all have a great day.
Take care, Ray.
Thank y'all.
It is. Thank you, Ray. Ray Schuster, Director of Instruction at the Country Club of Mobile. We take a quick timeout. When we come back, we visit with Mitch McConnell. We're going to talk some football. We'll talk some golf and automobiles as Southern Fairway Sports Radio rolls on.
Hey, McConnell Automotive, the number one GMC dealer in the state of Alabama. Shricks on Golf, Boudreaux's Cajun Grill, Glen Lakes Golf Club in Foley, Alabama. Ben Murphy Roofing. Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai. Craft Farms Golf Club in Gulf Shores. The only Arnold Palmer Signature Design course in Alabama. And don't forget about Peninsula Golf Course. All fantastic places to play. Lisa Johnson Realtor. Fairhope Golf Works with Avery Reed and JT Perrine. Boom's Thai Kitchen at the Fort, the PSR Radio Network, Southern Fairways Golf Tour, and Cherokee Ridge in Arab, Alabama. More of Southern Fairway Sports Radio coming directly at you.
Hey, just a reminder for you, if you're going to be in the Spanish Fort area, whether you're coming from Mobile, Pensacola, Gulf Shores, Central Alabama, be sure and stop by the Fort. It's right across from the Bass Pro Shop in Spanish Fort. Come to Boom's Thai Kitchen. How about some crunchy chicken, sweet and sour chicken, pad thai, lo mein noodles? You like shrimp? We got it for you. Thai curry. Be sure to add the pineapple in there. It is my favorite. You have to order the world-renowned Boom Rolls. Oh, my goodness. Come by, see us at Boom's Thai Kitchen at the Fort in Spanish Fort. Do it today.
Randy,
welcome. Well, yes, sir.
Randy, we're going to have to send you to the Jim Nantz School of Broadcasting. And I know you've been in the radio for a long time.
That was a tough one there.
I think you need to get Ernest T. Bass on with you again if you're going to talk like that.
Wow. What was that? Hey, welcome back to Southern Fairway Sports Radio. Randy Bergen along with Bobby Hall. We're broadcasting live today at Quail Creek Golf Club in beautiful Fairhope, Alabama. And we go to our Strixon guest line and welcome in a good friend of ours. You know him. Mitch McConnell is on with us. Mitch, how you doing, my man?
Hey, Randy, for the record, I thought you crushed it out of the park.
Uncross your fingers. Uncross your fingers.
My goodness. It's gonna poke.
Me and Bobby are sitting here listening to that and just looking at each other like, nope, cut that one out. Cut that one out. But look, you know the guy who does ESPN. He's like, today's show is brought to you by. I love that guy's voice. And anyway, let's move on from that.
Gotta have a little fun.
Well, you can't get it right all the time, can you?
You and Bobby remind me of Will Ferrell and his partner and stepbrothers, the way y'all talk to each other. I think it's perfect. You're always honest, even if it hurts a little bit.
Oh my goodness! All right. Let's get on to some football talk real quick. Alabama will hit the field on August the 31st. So we've still got a little over 2.5 months left here. What is the word? What's going on up there right now? What's the chatter in Tuscaloosa?
Well, the countdown and Randy, don't forget South Florida coming up on September the 7th. Yeah. Could be scary based off last.
Oh,
year.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah, but you know, What are the terminology, Bobby, that people call people that always think things are going to turn out great, and they call them sunshine puppers, you know? So I do not want to be one of those people. But what I will say is this, is that the near impossible up to this point seems to have been pulled off by Kalen DeBoer, which is how do you come in and replace Nick Saban and keep positive momentum? You think about sliding backwards. You think about maintaining. And what I love is this guy is doing his own thing. People have responded very well to him. His leadership style has been ingratiated by everybody and on that program. But I think most importantly is just his position coaches and the level of passion they have, Randy, and probably the players that I know is my other barometer. So as far as leadership and attitude and work ethic and optimism and people working together, I give him a 10 out of 10 right now. What happens on the football field is anybody's guess, but I'm excited about it. I think college football fans may be disappointed that Alabama doesn't crash and burn into a dumpster fire as soon as Nick Saban leaves, but I think Kalen DeBoer is the right guy for the right time, and we'll see, Randy. Maintaining that kind of success is not realistic, but I can tell you that I think Alabama's going to have a heck of a team this year.
Well, and that, you know, listen, it's tough. We know that whenever Coach Bryant retired and Ray Perkins came in, you know, Coach Bryant actually had him, you know, do a lot of things that Alabama fans don't know about so that they would get past Coach Bryant. One of them was taking the tower down. So to have Nick Saban there, basically, and DeBoer being able to fill in the shoes to a certain point right now, listen, you got to win. And, Bobby, you know, you got to step in there and win all of these fans who are used to winning. And, you know, it's kind of, why do you say it's a good thing and a bad thing? Because we're spoiled. Okay, and we're expecting him to come in and win like Coach Saban did, and it'll be interesting to see what happens. Obviously, starting out with Western Kentucky, you got to think that that's a win, but you're right, on September the 7th, playing South Florida, you better watch that game. Keep your eye on that one, then you got to follow that with Georgia. So,
and we don't know what Wisconsin has, but obviously the big one is Georgia, and that comes in at a perfect time when you, at Bryant-Denny Stadium, when you've had a little time to get your feet wet, but honestly, guys, I think it's really the coaching staff under DeBoer and people like Courtney Morgan as GM of football, this new age of football where you've got to babysit people and build relationships in a different way and do things to network, like the King Mac transfer from Penn State. Courtney Morgan was there involved in that. So it seems not just the head coach guys, but the staff he has around him, starting with his GM of football, have a networking, and they seem to love the challenge of NIL and transfer portal instead of being upset about it like Coach got frustrated and nobody blames him. But, you know, it's going to be interesting, guys. But every year of college football, there's no telling what Auburn has on their roster right now. A team can change dramatically from one year to the next, so we'll see what happens.
No doubt about it. We're visiting with Mitch McConnell right here on our Strixon guest line. Take a spin around the SEC. How do you see things happening around the SEC? Of course, Auburn's going through some of its changes. I mean, you got, where's South Carolina going to be this year? Where's Georgia going to be this year? How do you see the SEC right now, Mitch?
Well, one of the biggest things for Georgia is complacency. They didn't win it all last year. They ought to be hungrier, and they certainly have the roster. They've got great coaches. I think Ole Miss is one of the most interesting stories. They've got their quarterback back. I think he's probably, other than Milroe and one or two other coming back in the country, and certainly Carson Beckett at Georgia, one of the better quarterbacks. So I would handicap it like, who in the heck knows? Auburn could jump out of nowhere and make it to the playoffs, you know. But I think it'll be interesting to watch A&M. It'll be interesting to watch Ole Miss. Certainly LSU without Jaden Daniels, even with Nussmeier. So, boy, I don't know any of these teams. Tennessee, guys, Bobby, what do you think? I mean, you could see any team this year short of Florida who's probably going to lose seven games, and my buddy Billy Napier probably going to get a big check to go to the beach. Because they have an impossible schedule. And as bad as I feel for what may happen to Billy, I have to remind myself, Mitch, he's getting rich if he gets fired, and he's done a heck of a job. But it's like a guy climbing Mount Everest with seven backpacks on him instead of one. I think he's got a real tough hill to climb. But, you know, across the SEC, this new realignment, I can't get used to how this looks. It's making my brain hurt to see Alabama on one side and, you know, LSU, we're not in the West anymore. I don't know. It's a weird world, guys, and we got a 12-team playoff to make it more fun. But I would handicap that Georgia should be the favorite. There's no question in my mind. And probably Alabama not far behind. But at the end of the day, I think there's going to be a team in the SEC. Maybe Ole Miss would be my pick that might surprise some people and make it to the playoff.
Well, Mitch, you asked me what I thought. I think with the portal switch going on and all these players jumping boat, you don't know really what your roster is going to be. But I think you're right that Georgia will be in the driver's seat with Kirby coaching, and they're in great shape. But I do look for, as you said, Ole Miss. Lane Kiffin's going to do a great job. I think he's handled the transfer portal just as well as any coach in the country. And Tennessee, I think, is going to be a big surprise for everybody. But it is going to be tough. You know, I'm a Southern Miss fan, and we've struggled over the last few years. But I think the transfer portal, in one result, guys that are not getting to play and jump ship, we've seen some 3 and 4 stars jump and come to Southern Miss. So, you know, maybe that'll help us out a little bit. But I think it's a very strange, as you said, the conference mix-up, and it's going to be different. I think Bama fans need to put on the brakes a little bit, be a little patient with DeBoer, and I think you're right. He's a great coach. He seems like a fine gentleman. I think we all need to kind of sit tight in our chairs and just enjoy the year and back those players that play hard out there. They're going to be playing the best that they can. And always be a true fan. Don't boo the players. They're working hard. If anybody's got to get booed, I think it's the coaches in the way that they coach. But a guy out there on the field's working his butt off and playing hard. So I always support that player out there on the field is the way I feel about it. And I like seeing good plays. I went to Southern Miss, and we may be playing another team, but when a kid on another team makes a great play, stand up and clap for that kid. He worked his butt off and made a great play. And that's how I feel about football. I watch good athletes make good plays, and I'm going to pull for all of those athletes out there. But it is going to be a weird year.
It's going to be weird. It's going to be different. It's going to be weird, and one thing, Randy, that I'll mention besides the fact that I think we all left Missouri out, they're probably, if there's any fans mm-hmm. listening, they're screaming at us saying, hey, we were pretty good last year, boys. And they were.
Yep.
So they could be a surprise team and sneak up on people. But I think the most interesting story for Kalen DeBoer, and I don't think anybody probably doubts what I'm about to say, but he could easily have a quarterback controversy this year. And how's he going to manage it? If Georgia comes in and beats Alabama and Milrow struggles for any reason, I mean, you've got Austin Mack. But, guys, Ty Simpson has had the kind of spring that, you know, I don't know. I don't know the exact NIL offers. I get a lot of information, but the kid could have made a lot of money to jump ship, and he's still at Alabama. And he is a stud. He can run. He can move. He can think. He can put the ball on the money, and he's developed. And under Sheridan and DeBoer, you know, all these quarterbacks are being coached. So Milrow could win a Heisman and a national championship and get a first round draft pick, or Jalen could struggle. And
that's
if he
right.
does, what's that? How about that hot seat, Bobby, for the first year head coach?
hey, Mitch, we're gonna get.
God forbid it gets South Florida, boys. Go ahead.
There's no doubt. Hey, look, we've got 30 seconds. Tell us real quick what's happening over at McConnell Automotive.
Man, we kind of talk about that we don't do shenanigans, and all that means, guys, is if you see an advertised price, you know, people out listening, and it looks too good to be true, it just might be. And what we're proud of, Randy, is, you know, the prices that we give are so competitive from within a 500 mile, but they're real. So we've got some Yukons in stock, some a Storm Gray AP4 pickup truck. That's that matte gray. Randy, that's what you need because it's just cool.
Thank you.
If people go to our website, they're going to see a great selection. But just we say no shenanigans. People that like to be respected for their time, intelligence, and their money. ShopMcConnellAutomotive.com will treat you like family. And we also have a great selection of used cars, boys.
Well, Mitch, you do. And look, man, I always enjoy having you on. You're up to date. You got your thumb on the pulse of what's happening in SEC football and more specifically Alabama football. And thank you for taking time to be with us. And, folks, we encourage you to go see Mitch and his great staff there at McConnell Automotive. Mitch, have a great day. We'll have you back on soon.
Bobby, Randy, y'all the best. Enjoy it, boys.
All right, there you go, Mitch McConnell. All right, let's take a timeout. When we come back, let's get caught up on what's happening in high school golf. We do that with the tournament director of the Jimmy Green Tour, Jay Stubbs. He's up next. And welcome back to Southern Fairway Sports Radio as we're broadcasting live today from beautiful Fairhope, Alabama. We're out here at Quail Creek Golf Club, of course, PGA teaching professional and the director of golf. We call him the dog, Sweet Swinging Bobby Hall, here with us as well as we go to our Strixon guest line and welcome in the tournament director for the Jimmy Green to our good friend Jay Stubbs. Jay, how you doing, pal?
Randy, Bobby, good morning. It's good to be with you guys on the radio, and I'm doing great. It's my favorite time of year. It's junior golf state competitions, and it's going to be a good one. They're going to be up there in Muscle Shoals Monday and Tuesday.
And I'm going to tell you what, that is a beautiful – if you've never been to Muscle Shoals, that Tri-County up there is absolutely gorgeous. Talk a little bit about the setting, the golf course, and then line it up for us and tell us who's playing, who we need to be keeping an eye out on, and fill us in on all the details.
I will, Randy. It'll be my first trip up to the Shoals. You know, they've got a couple of courses. I know that the boys in the higher classifications are going to be on Fighting Joe. They're going to be the par 72. It's going to be playing about 6,800 yards, a combination of orange and purple tees. I know the girls will play their respective ladies' tees, and it's going to be a fantastic event. I'll be heading up Monday morning early. Bittersweet this morning. I sent my oldest son, John, who's a member of the UMS squad. He's headed up to his fourth state tournament. I was up at 6 o'clock this morning packing his bags and making sure he had the right golf shirts and shorts, making sure his shorts looked good. So I'm looking to head up there Monday. A lot of the kids did leave today. And let's talk about that. I'll start off in the lower classifications. 1A, 2A boys, we've got Michael Keaton from Bayshore Christian. He is going to go for his back-to-back individual state ranking in that. And then 1A, 3A girls, we got Mobile Christian. They are headed up there. We have a bunch of kids that are going up from the different classifications, and I'm just real excited for all of them. We'll highlight those when I get to the Facebook group. I want to mention that, Randy, because there's a Mobile Junior Golf Connection, Mobile Baldwin County Junior Golf Connection. Just look that up on Facebook, and you'll be able to see all the stuff. You don't catch it. But Mobile Christian girls, and then 4A, 5A girls from St. Paul's and Gulf Shores. They'll be competing against each other with two others from the north. 4A, the boys from Bayside, along with individual Jarrett Johnson from St. Michael's, will be competing in 4A boys. 5A boys from Gulf Shores, they'll be competing. 6A girls from Spanish Fort, they're going for runner-up last year. They're shooting for state this year, led by senior Ashlyn Madden. The 6A boys from UMS Wright, I just mentioned my son is on that team. They're going for their third in a row. They're going to shoot for that. And individual, Rooster Reed Larson from Spanish Fort is going to compete as an individual at 6A. In 7A girls, Caitlin Foster, our superstar from Baker, she's going to compete as an individual. And then in 7A boys, the Fairhope and St. Paul's boys are going to go against each other for against two teams from the north. And then also the UMS Wright girls, you had Ray Schuster on, Francis Brown, who is leading that team. Just a fantastic lineup, and it's going to be competitive. I know intimately the 6A, UMS boys and Northridge boys out of Tuscaloosa. Their stroke differential was 5 at sub-state, and then they're going against Mountain Brook and Homewood. Their stroke differential was 1 at sub-state. So it's going to be tight. And, you know, in a team of 5 and you keep 4 scores, when you have 5-8 stroke differential, that can happen in one hole. So it's going to be tight in all classifications.
Wow.
And we're real supportive of all of our kids from Mobile and Baldwin County. And a shout-out real quick. You know, they're not in our Mobile, Baldwin County area, but the Jackson High School Aggies will be competing in 4A as well, going against Bayside and a couple of other teams. And they come down to play our Jimmy Green events every summer, and the dividends are paying off, and they got a 4A shot.
That, let me tell you, you better watch out for Jackson. Jackson's got a very good golf team, no doubt about it. We're visiting with Jay Stubbs, the tournament director for the Jimmy Green Tour. And, Jay, we got you for another couple of minutes here. Let's turn real quick and talk. You mentioned Jimmy Green Tour. Let's talk about that. You kick it off at Glen Lakes on May the 30th. It is – of course, David Musial does a great job for you. And, Bobby, you've been attached to the Jimmy Green Tour for many, many years. Talk a little about the events and how folks can be get their junior involved in it.
JimmyGreenTour.com. I am a big fan of junior golf, as you know. It is the catalyst for getting some of these kids to that higher level. We'll play at all the different courses in Mobile and Baldwin County, or not all of them, but a good many of them. Like you said, Glen Lakes. We'll be over at Rock Creek. We'll be at Magnolia Grove, Spring Hill College, Lakewood, Azalea City, Heron Lakes, and then we'll wrap it up at the Country Club of Mobile. You know, we've been at Quail Creek in the past. We've been at Timber Creek in the past. We just try to rotate these courses around for these kids and give them good, fun, competitive golf, ages 8 to 18. We're considered a developmental tour for the brand-new golfer, but you know, when we have the point system installed for Alabama golf, junior golf rankings, those kids ages 13 to 18, if they win first, second, or third, they get points towards that. So developmental and advanced golfers love to compete, use our tournaments as one-day events to get ready for those bigger events they might be playing this summer. So JimmyGreenTour.com, we've already got close to 75 kids registered. We had 183 registered total last summer. We look to hit that number or more, and we're going to have a great summer.
Hey, let me ask you this, Jay, real quick. On June the 10th, you have on the Jimmy Green Tour events, you have the Alabama-Mississippi Junior Optimist Qualifier. That's going to be at Glen Lakes. We talked about that earlier in the show. Talk a little bit more about it. Maybe folks just tuning in, tell them what that's all about.
So, yeah, the Alabama-Mississippi section of Optimist Club is fortunate to get a qualifier in their section. David and his staff accepted that opportunity for June 10th. It's a one-day event on a Monday. Registration ends on June 3rd. So if you're listening and you think your junior golfer age 8 to 18 wants to compete in that, you should certainly go to our website. There's a link to go to their website and register. It is not a Jimmy Green event. It is a Jimmy Green supported and sponsored event. So we want our kids to be able to participate in that. Also, the girls state junior is at Glen Lakes this year. So we intentionally put that first event May 30th for all of our kids to play, so they get a good little warm up and get a feel for Glen Lakes courses. So our girls should sign up for that and then get ready for the Junior Optimist event as well.
Well, I'll tell you, Jay, you do a wonderful job. Bobby, we got him for about another minute.
Well, Jay, yes, and I'm real appreciative of the fact that you brought it to another level, but also getting the points for the juniors for Alabama the AGA events. That's really important. I think another thing you've brought to the table is the college coaches around the area are taking note of those juniors that are upcoming playing through the Jimmy Green Tour, especially those that are juniors and sophomores, juniors and seniors as they get closer to college. And ladies listening out there, you know, there's more opportunity for you to play college golf at the ladies' competition through all the, you know, junior colleges and small colleges. There's an opportunity for you to play and get a good education. So thank you for all you've done to raise the bar for the Jimmy Green Junior Tour. It's spectacular. You do a great job. I also love this report you just gave on all the high school kids. Mm-hmm. It's hard to keep up with, you know, what schools and what juniors are out there, but you certainly tap that energy in bringing these kids their names and getting them announced on the radio and helping junior golf through this area. You've done a great job, so thank you.
Well, thank you, and a testament to all the courses and their directors like you to open up junior golf for these kids to play in the summertime and the different events you have. But, yeah, we do have a lot of golfers headed to play at the next level. It's going to be a great opportunity for those kids to take it to the next level if they want to. And if they don't, they've got a sport they will play the rest of their life.
That's right.
There is no doubt. Jay, you do a great job. And I got to tell you, just searching around, trying to get information on high school golf in the state of Alabama is very, very difficult. We know all we have to do is tap into you. You are you're the man there. There's no doubt. So thank you for what you do. And keep up the good work on the Jimmy Green Tour, my friend.
Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend, and we'll hopefully have some blue mats coming back after next week.
Yeah, that's right. Good luck to your son for sure. All right, Jay Stubbs right there, tournament director for the Jimmy Green Tour. Does a great job, Bobby, and I know you had that kicked off many years ago. And
yeah, and it's
tough. Taking it to another level.
You know, golf pros, we wear a lot of hats. I mean, I do a lot. And it's hard for me to focus in on one thing. I'd like to teach just all the time, but in my position, I can't. You know, I get a little jealous of Ray and some other PGA professionals out there that kind of branch off and do one skill set. But we wear a lot of hats. I wish I had more time to commit to the junior programs and give what Jay has given. But, you know, in my position and other golf professionals there, we have to say be so well-rounded.
That's right.
And we have a lot of hats we wear, and I have to report to the city and employees and things that are going on. So thank a PGA golf professional for what he does, but I guarantee you in his heart he's wanting to help those juniors.
Well, there's no doubt about that. Bobby, before we get out of here, I know you've got some events happening right here at Quail Creek. Let's share those real quick. Someone's interested in playing.
We had a very, very busy April, and we're helping a lot of charities out there. The 24th annual Kiwanis Scramble is going to be this coming Friday if you're interested in playing here at Quail Creek and helping the Kiwanis Club out. Also, the MGA has a big two-man shamble. If you want to play golf at Quail Creek, we got a game for seniors, ladies, just everybody. So give us a call at Quail Creek.
Let me just mention real quick the Southern Fairways Golf Tour. We're at Hidden Creek next Sunday. I'll tell you, I played there the other day. It is fabulous. If you want more information, go to southernfairwaysgolf.com. Join us. Come play with us. We're going to have a big time. Bobby, you're going to be going through little shoots.
So got to get my shooter ready to hit the chute.
There you go. All right, that's going to wrap it up for us. Thank you for hanging out with us right here on Southern Fairway Sports Radio. Until next week, Randy Bergen, Bobby Hall, and the whole staff, have a great day. Hit a knee, say a prayer. God bless America. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye, everybody.